So this is our second take on this, and I was laughing so hard I rolled over and sat on my own testicle.
Yay!
Yay!
Is there an achievement for that?
Jingle all the way.
I really wish there were an achievement for that, because, well, maybe. Testicle said achievement.
Right.
I think Xbox Live has that.
No, Xbox One does.
Get out of my own balls.
That's one of the new achievements.
Yeah, media achievements.
Easier as you get older.
Fuck you, Jonah.
That's right. The older you get, the more likely.
Gravity's not friendly.
No, it's not. But you can get a little swing, you know.
It's almost like the show never began, guys.
It really is.
Yo, Rob!
What the fuck is going on?
Who's here tonight?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Who we got with us tonight is Larry.
Oh.
We got the noob.
Yo.
We got noob puppet.
I don't have my hand inside him right now.
Fist
him!
Wait a minute. If I had a nickel of every time I ended a night like that, I'd have five nickels.
It really brings back memories. I... Not nearly as salacious, but it's a Christmas episode, and for Christmas,
God
bless you.
I got Bert, a hand puppet Bert, and I love that guy. It was very fun.
And he loved you, too.
Yeah, I was going to be a ventriloquist. You know, like the guy in Soap.
Yeah.
Wait, the guy who dropped
it? Nice. Nice.
That was a really
thank you, obscure reference.
Yes,
I tried to join in.
Achievement.
I couldn't.
That's a big shit.
Achievement.
We have Nubat.
We have Invisible Nubat.
Invisible Nubat.
We've got Jonah.
Jonah's
playing.
Yay. We've lost. Tom.
Yeah.
What am I drinking, Rob?
You're drinking Black Label.
Black Label.
And
nice.
I'm drinking Johnny another of a Jack Daniel's glass.
I'll ooh, sacrilege.
Hey, I didn't pour it.
All right, I'm just saying sacrilege.
Thank you, Rob.
That's right. Black Label's way more expensive than that.
That's true.
Travis.
All I can see is Mike.
You can just see the mic?
That's all I see.
So we're all like looking at the
mic. Or Mike?
Mike, or really small Mike.
Mini Mike, or really little Mike.
Mini Mike.
Or Mike.
Mini Mike's Mini Mike.
Ha! Penis jokes.
We got Matt.
And it suddenly becomes a magic
We got
Mike.
Brian.
Oh, my testicle hurts.
And hanging out with Nubat and Starlene. They completely left
the episode. Kind of a bad in the show.
Smart move.
They've de-nested, which is probably from the best.
I think it had to do with the puppet scene right there.
Yeah.
Was it a little too much for that's somehow familiar.
Furry, you say?
Furry?
Cosplay what?
Except when you shave.
All right, so Rob, what is the first topic tonight?
We're going to talk about the Ghost
Resilience.
Of Christmas.
No.
Well, that actually is part of the topic, yes. The Ghost of Christmas Past. Let's talk about that first Christmas present that you got that was really great, but it has to do with video gaming. Not inflatables, Brian.
Man.
And nothing that vibrates, Tom.
All right.
So nothing dual.
Wait, I might not have an answer here. Wait.
Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah,
next topic!
Next topic.
Might... No, we don't.
This is a great start so far.
What do you think, Mike? What's your great gaming gift that you got years ago?
Years ago.
First one you can remember.
First one I can remember was when I got the Super Nintendo.
God damn it.
Which is the most excellent system ever made.
Damn.
It's the Xbox One!
No, Genesis, come on.
Nah.
Sega has one, Nintendo.
I did like the Genesis, but... Yeah, basically, crappy controls. But anyway, we're not going to go there, because it was a good system.
No, I came that with was the Kirby Challenge. All-Stars, too, right away. So I was like, a whole package deal.
That's like... That was an excellent system. Darlene and I played... I think we bought more hours on that.
Yes.
Jonah, I really want to know this one. What was your favorite... Christmas.
Choose your destiny.
I don't know.
I got a lot.
Must be so freaking
you've
nice.
You've oversaturated him with happiness.
Yeah.
Right? Good job.
He's not going to have any good memories.
Yeah, but I put him on the podcast, so that kind of negates some of that.
Yeah, until you're going to pay for his therapy.
Like, yeah, he gives him good gifts and then he punishes him by putting it on the show.
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
He's the Krampus. That's what you are, Rob.
Good job.
Yeah.
You're a mean one,
Mr. Grinch.
Nothing,
that's
Jonah.
It?
Really?
That what? That's all you got, Jonah? Really?
Jonah is so amazingly happy with everything he got. What's the crappiest gift we got? Right?
As your
he's not
lawyer.
Even talking to me. He's
as your lawyer, I advise you not to comment.
How about you, Nubat?
What are we on?
Oh, crap!
If you would have been here,
we're going black label right now.
I'm sorry, I'm talking drunk. To my mom! Oh. My mom!
Yeah, so was I last head? Night. Oh, wait! Sorry.
Oh, that was just
wait,
wow.
That
my mom misses me now that I don't live at home anymore.
She misses me too now that I don't live with her anymore. Anyway, I'm not good today.
You're drinking black label, we're good.
Darlene, give me dirty looks. Yeah, wait. No, she's laughing.
No, she's not even paying attention.
She's laughing.
Okay. I heard it.
Okay,
she put
that
was
crush. The question.
And she wants to
no, it is.
All right,
it's just naughty.
So,
no.
The question is, what is your
no, no, no.
What is your
no,
no. All right, puppet. Really?
Mini Mike.
Put the puppet away, guys. This is a class
Christmas.
Establishment.
No, your
favorite Christmas gaming gift.
That you've gotten in the past. We're talking about the ghost.
Yeah, historical.
Favorite Christmas gaming gift?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah. Like, way back when I was
you, far back
you
as you can remember.
As far as you want.
Vibrator.
I,
or camp.
Well, no, we already said vibrator.
Vibrator is not a game.
Brian.
Are you freaking kidding
well,
me?
Well, it is,
that's
but we already outlawed it.
It's the game of love.
No, I remember it specifically. I know you guys are all going to yell at me.
I was thinking it was hide and seek.
No,
no, no. Continue.
I was waiting for
that. Get on my one second, Renny.
No, I was... I think it was first or second grade. It was when the PS1 originally came out. I got a PS1 for Christmas from my godfather with Crash Bandicoot.
Did you?
Nice.
So that was...
And you've kicked his ass at it ever since, I hear.
Well, no, the only reason why I remember it so well is because that very night we had it, my dad wouldn't let any of us play it at all. He's like, oh, I have to set it up. And we wake up in the middle of the night to find my dad out in the living room playing Crash Bandicoot. And he's like, I'm just trying to figure out how it works. So we're like, so we can't even play our Christmas present that we got, and you have to be the first one to use it? It was horrible, but
that's
it was
what my
awesome.
Kids' Christmas
and she pined like. For them's memories so much at the Midwest Gaming Classic, you did what?
I found Crash Bandicoot.
Actually, so I
so she
found
could kick
it.
Her dad's butt all over.
Oh, I did. Whenever I got Crash Team Racing on Amazon.
Did you?
I was sitting in the living room, and my dad was like, oh, is that Crash Bandicoot? I'm like, yeah. I was like, it's Crash Racing. And I was trying to show him. He's like, these stupid buttons don't work. He's like, I don't know how you're supposed to do this. And
Leg.
He's like...
Leg.
So did you get the controller from Tom?
Yeah. And so he goes, where's just the regular Crash Bandicoot? He's like, I just want to play the regular Crash Bandicoot where you don't have all these buttons and you can't do anything. And I was like, okay, Dad. I'll put in Crash Bandicoot for you.
Tom.
Well, I'm going to go real old school. Mine comes from about 1974.
When you were still using rocks and chisels?
Damn it.
Yeah. Tic-tac-toe!
So, my oldest brother, Mike, was in the Navy.
In the Navy.
And he bought
that explains
and
a lot.
For Christmas, he bought back a Magnavox Odyssey. The first generation Magnavox Odyssey.
Not the Odyssey 2.
No, no. The one the Odyssey where you had they didn't
no
have a
score
keeping system, so you had to keep your own score.
With a pen and paper.
You
not
did no
pressure monitor.
So you could, man. I mean there was no scoring system. It
didn't
literally
just,
two
change,
sticks
like,
and a rock.
Just
the
just, like, change like the screen. Now you do see how the Atari
you
like dominated.
Had overlays you put on the black
yeah,
and white.
You put on your TV.
You realize
Atari 2600 now with complimentary scorekeeping.
I run through this all the time in my head. And it shocks me
Get out!
But that was 1974. That was like 40 years removed from indoor plumbing.
In a song from 1974.
You know, we're still using outhouses.
Yeah. That is a very good point.
Kansas was still using outhouses then, so...
It's just crazy when I think about that. It's like, oh. And you think, oh, that's old technology? It's like, oh, my God, compared to...
He was shitting outside on the farm!
That thing's amazing!
Exactly.
I don't
know how I feel. So, but it was, again, yeah. So that really is... That was what got me started in video gaming. I had that, I actually had that thing until I was, like, 18.
27.
So no, well, trust me. I wish no, I still had that.
That was your Timex Sinclair.
And so,
because he loves keeping score with pen and paper.
Which eBay auction are you searching for?
I actually have been keeping an eye out for. I would not mind getting.
You know, we just found one, and I nixed it because I didn't make money on the last one that I sold. Well, yeah, no, I did. I didn't make enough.
Yeah, no. If I ever came across an old Magnavox one, I would get one. They always have there's one that they always bring to Midwest Gaming Classic. One, and they have it in a glass case, so you can't touch the damn thing
because it will fall apart if you touch it.
If you touch it, you'll die.
Well, and this and again, this
the Nintendo guy guards it.
Even before
it just dusts away.
They also the guy if you open the lid of that one, it's all signed as well. So was that one the one that they signed on the inside? I think
that was the Amiga, Tom.
I know it was the Amiga that they signed on the inside. For some reason, I was thinking that one was signed, but maybe not. Maybe I'm mistaken on that. I forget now.
That wouldn't be the first time.
I'll have to check it next time we go out to Midwest Gaming Classic and see, because they've got theirs opened up, and I know it's got Bushnell's signature on it. I wonder.
New champion of making stuff up.
Yes, thank you. I know. I mean, they haven't opened up. You know what? I can probably have pictures on my system. I will have to.
Yes, he just pulled out Photoshop, and there they were.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That is my first memory.
It's on Wikipedia. It must be true.
Now, these pictures are shopped. I can tell because of some of the pixels and from having seen quite a few shops in my time.
And the fact that Tom presented them.
That's right. That's got to be.
And because they were Tom.
They're not shopped. They're gimped.
Right.
Yeah. How about you, Travis?
I remember when I was probably about 7-ish. I totally got a Game Boy original, nice big clunky one for, and
those things are amazing.
Yeah, and copy Teenage Ninja Turtles. And I was like, and I think the Game Boy itself came with Tetris. And I just like flipped my shit. It was pretty much wizardry to me. Four AA batteries and pure bliss. I beat the crap out of that thing. It lasted for forever, and then I ended up trading it for a gold Game Boy Pocket on the playground.
What? No,
I'm a playground?
Yeah.
Really?
I got the better end of that deal. The guy had a limited edition gold Game Boy Pocket, and he wanted...
Was the kid wearing a helmet?
he wanted a big, big, fat Game Boy one. The problem with this Game Boy Pocket is the plastic around... the like, little plastic bezel around the screen.
Yeah.
And the glue would come loose. That's the only thing that was wrong with it. Yeah. I was like, hey, I can fix that. Just fucking put some more glue on it. Like, I'm like 9. I knew how to fucking glue something back onto a Game Boy.
Fair point.
So I was like, all right. And then I had a Game Boy Pocket from there on. And I was like,
But Ben didn't.
I can't believe your parents didn't, like, yell at you.
I was surprised. I was surprised that their parents didn't, like, fucking be like, why did I let that kid rip you off? And I was like, nothing happened. I was like, all right, cool. We're both happy. We had a trade, you know?
Well, they were still at the same level, like, though. Whatever. Like, a difference in color.
No, there was, and I think it was just like, they were both just regular Game Boys, but the pocket was just smaller.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
so friends, cool. We saw that, and we're like, where'd you get that? I wanted the bigger one, and the kid from school traded it.
Right, what a dumb kid, you know?
Yeah.
The kid's on another podcast right now. Yeah, one time I traded a crappy Game Boy pocket.
Did you trade for like a baseball old, like, card? External, like, battery, an extra battery, where it was just like a giant, like...
Yeah, there were like 8 bajillion attachments to the original Game Boy. There was that, like, magnifier light.
And the lights, yeah.
And then, like, the hand grips that you can put on it, which is also a battery pack.
I remember that.
I bought Darlene one when we were
gone. Yeah, like, the light that plugged into the link cable slot.
I forgot about that, too.
And the light.
Fuck that link cable slot, man. That thing screwed me out of so many trades with myself. I lost... okay. When I was playing Pokemon when I was a kid. Yeah, when I was playing Pokemon when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? I was playing Pokemon, and I had two Game Boys, and I borrowed somebody else's version so I could just trade shit between myself. Yeah. I don't know what happened, but the link cable, like, it was fucked up, and you had to hold it in just the right spot. And I prided myself on having top-level Pokemon from the show. in my little squad of Pokemans, and I lost my Pidgeot, and I was so pissed.
This is not supposed to be a Donner episode,
you
Brian.
You rare Katie that shit, didn't you, Chief?
Matt!
What is Colt? You know, maybe a little scary. Things that haunt you in the night.
Yeah. Matt?
Probably, it's not the earliest game that I ever got, but probably the one I was most excited about to get as a kid was Star Wars Episode One Racer for the PC. Because I had a joystick, and that game fucking rocked. And if it wasn't that, it was Star Trek The Next Generation Final Unity, which was much earlier, but also I was really excited for that because I was a kid and there weren't a lot of Star Trek games. One of those two things. And see, it wasn't uber depressing like this poor bastard.
Like, Brian, tell us something depressing about how you had no games when you were a kid and you had to play with rocks.
Hi, I'm Brian.
I can.
No,
actually, that's a lie.
And that started me on the Xbox.
Find something round with a stick to and go down the road with.
Yeah, actually, hey, come on. We had two sticks on a rock, and we had to share the rock, okay?
No, fire truck.
No, honestly, I didn't have any friends growing up, so all I had were video games.
Wow. Depressing stories.
You said to tell a depressing story.
No, we said not a depressing story.
No, we actually said depressing.
You did. Yeah. No, when I got my Dreamcast for Christmas, I started playing Crazy Taxi immediately, and then Grandia for the next 10 fucking years.
Dreamcast was your first system?
No.
Well, the first one you really
like went.
And that's a great system. So.
Well, I had a Sega Genesis was my first one. All
right.
Sega Genesis was my first one. Then Sega CD, PSX, then Dreamcast.
I love you, Dreamcast.
Mm. Sega.
I love Dreamcast.
Sonic.
It's thinking.
It is. It's thinking about you inappropriately.
No.
Hey, Darlene.
A little handheld Game Boy Advance. Is it Advance?
That's a Game Boy. Then I got you.
Yes.
Was that story about your dad, was that from Christmas?
I don't recall. Burger Time?
Yeah.
Burger I think I said that in one of the old podcasts.
Did you?
Yeah.
Darn, that would be a good one. So you liked your Game Boy that I got you?
Yes, I did.
She didn't keep it for years. She had a little bag for it. She'd carry it around and play it.
The crosstalk. Or the puppet.
That was fun.
God damn. I hate you guys so much.
Bye but here. You love the Muppet, don't you? Minnie Mike's awesome.
We're just sitting here. A moment of silence in the pocket. Hey, we haven't done a moment of silence in a while.
Can we stare at the camera silence? While we do it?
Yeah, we should kind of stare at the camera and do it. Everybody, look at the camera.
Will we moment of silencing?
Shut the fuck
it
up.
Used to be a thing on the podcast, you know, at the moment.
Is that before my time?
Right?
For you to just all look.
He never had any.
Larry!
Never mind then.
Well, I was trying to think. One, it would. I'm not sure which one it would be. I had a few different handhelds that I had gotten. I've kind of talked about it on the podcast before. The old baseball. That was half mechanical, half... electronic, you know, where it's just like lights that it wasn't like the lights didn't move.
Nipples
they were just like would light up at certain times. And but I think the first one was the Tandy 12-in-1. It was supposed to basically it would compete with the Merlin.
God damn it.
The Merlin, yes,
yeah, yeah. Merlin Simon, that kind of thing.
I remember the Merlin,
which I did have a Merlin too, but I think I got that the next year. But the Tandy was there was 12 light up squares, and it would do different games. One of my favorite was roulette,
chat roulette.
It came with a board.
Oh yeah.
And less dicks.
You know.
Unless,
I remember looking at it and I'm thinking, God, that's got to be hard as hell. You know, because it's during the Simon era.
Yeah, well, right, it would play straight Simon, but it was 12. So he like...
Yeah, it was insane.
It was all over the place. It wasn't just four to remember.
Fat Mike. Fat, no more hunting. That's naughty.
Albert.
Where's the straight Albert. Model? Nice.
Albert Einstein would look at that thing and go, holy crap.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you could get it 12 in a row, you were doing pretty darn well.
Right.
It would not only use all 12 lights, but it would repeat on various lights.
Right, you know, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Because do, right, do, so do, you did by tone do, a lot do, of the time.
Like, oh. That was
like
crazy.
First encounters of the dun.
We did use it later on in the summer as we built outside. We built this little area and we ran a casino and we ran roulette with that. So that was nice. The neighborhood casino.
You could play that multiplayer, couldn't you? Everybody got a color, and then if somebody did it out of order, they were the one that lost.
Yeah, you could do all kinds of things on that thing. Yeah.
Heckle you people in your screens. We had lighted pieces of plastic.
That's right. Hey, we also had spinning spinning wheels.
Yes.
So you
well,
had
that's
a screen.
What I was saying.
A lighted piece of plastic.
The one baseball game, it was like...
So a screen.
It was more mechanical.
Ah, electronic.
Gotcha. I mean, a guy would light... Like, if you hit the ball, a guy would light up on that whatever base or whatever... And that was like the electronic part. The rest of it was almost like mechanical,
light.
You know? You could hear it wind up. You didn't think it.
Jesus Christ.
I got a bit better.
Mini Mike is really distracted.
He really is. What's kind of funny is for Christmas, we decided to do probably the gayest episode we've ever done. And there's been some.
Yeah. Last week was pretty gay.
That was pretty gay. Well, yeah, to everybody,
absent
that was last week.
Absent.
Yeah.
Hey, all right.
Well, it was 2 weeks ago.
The gay community is still with us.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
They're like, we don't want to be associated with these guys.
Rob's really old. He's
all
way
too homosexual.
Right. Just...
Yeah, see, they're all going, God,
gayness is like...
What does it have to do?
There's
good gay and there's bad gay.
Please, I'm like 1,000 times less than like all of the South, and they're younger than me, most of them. Most of them are under the age of 4. That's not racist.
What are you talking about?
That's...
I heard something about the
regionist.
And I don't know.
Regionist. That's regionist. And I am.
That's Regis.
Hey, and Kathleen!
I'm telling the story! All right.
I'm not really regionist. There's plenty of a-holes right here in Wisconsin.
That's true. Right. There are a lot of
looking, but they're all from Illinois.
Fibs, stop watching.
Nah, you can keep watching.
I got really emotional.
Nah, keep watching.
It'll give you an education. And we love you, Texas.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah. And Russia.
And Russia.
Yeah,
yeah, 50, what was all of that?
The 52nd Americans.
I like it.
52nd Americans.
The 51st. I saw all of their
alphabet. Oh, by the way, Jimmy already translated it.
Wait, it says you guys suck.
It's basically... what is it? How did it say?
So it's actually something.
It's phonetically spelled something out in English.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, long story.
Yeah. We'll go on that.
Well, maybe you're really going tangent.
Short story.
He brought it up.
Sorry.
And it wasn't
I didn't really.
Once.
I just kind of...
It was worth bringing up.
Anyway.
We got a like that was from a fan who had a...
Had acrylic writing.
Yeah.
Russian name.
Right. Wow.
It's something like, this is fake or something like that. It's if you sound something fake family or something like that,
this
if you sound
fake
it out.
Family?
Yeah, if you sound it out. It, if
that's
you
a
sound,
little odd.
Because Jimmy said, this didn't spell anything in Russian, so he tried to translate it. Ask Jimmy what it says.
That's awesome.
That's right.
That was a cool story, guys.
Yeah, thanks. See, I told you to just
let
it go.
No, that's the highest compliment we could have received. Now think about it. If we're a fake family, that means we're a sitcom.
Like, it's the only comment we get. I mean, out of all the hate mail we get, you talk about that. Oh, anyway.
Yeah, well, I didn't see the hate mail.
I've
all the hate mail
read
that I see.
Right, get the
comic. I don't send them to you because you're fragile.
What are we talking about? I want to go to the next time.
All right,
podcast.
So I guess you got to go to the future now.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the
I have a past story.
No, jump the gun.
Yeah, really.
For God's sake, you didn't even go to present.
Have you not seen A Christmas Carol?
Thank you, Jesus.
I said you got to go to the future.
Future.
Yeah.
I didn't do present yet.
Well, you know.
It's like a week ago.
The present sucks, okay?
Past. Atari 2600. My first Atari 2600 was... Probably my favorite. It was like magic opening that thing up. When you opened it up, and it was like it was that oddball model. You know, I had the weird model, the Sears model.
Right, right.
That was all rounded. It was like a 7800.
Just like this moment. Huh?
It was just like this moment.
This moment's
so
rounded.
I saw that silver, that silver color, and it was
That's
like
so wrong.
It was like
That's
my Red
so
Ryder
wrong.
BB gun.
Yeah.
And then it had those pointy controllers, and I poked my eye out. No, but that was awesome. And my dad told me that he had opened it previously and had been playing Space Invaders on it for like a week. it came back with Space Invaders, like the killer app for the 2600. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. Sorry, hearing...
It's application. Yeah. Apple did not invent the term app.
That's true.
It existed way before Apple.
They just tried to trademark it.
Frickin' Windows-centric bastards.
Hearing Space Invaders and Killer App in the same sentence.
Or Apple-centric bastards. Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
But they don't know.
Space Invaders is awesome.
No, I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying
I think funny. You were.
No, I'm just saying it's funny to hear Space Invaders and Killer App in the same sentence.
I was knocking you fucking know it! God damn it!
Well, let's talk about the Ghost of Christmas.
You probably have to rage quit that, too.
So you know what I want for Christmas?
I rage quit your
front teeth.
Yeah?
Grandma to be run over by
No, well, my original ones. But anyway, again, I ain't going to start with this.
What's
No.
No?
We're not going to do it.
We don't even have to.
I'm not going to do it.
No, we don't even have to. It speaks for itself.
Don't have to. It does. This year, I want a Vectrex, man. Everybody's getting Vectrexes, and I really love that thing.
They are really sweet, man. I'll tell you. Right now I'm working on getting the 3D imager for it, you know.
Yeah.
For what?
Vectrex.
What?
You can get them. They're not.
No. You'll never get one of the original ones, dude. Those original ones go for $500-$600.
Yeah, I know.
No, they're the guy who's actually manufacturing.
Oh, like you've never blown money like that?
I might, but no. You know, there's a guy who's remanufacturing. He's designed
his
own. I've got an order in for one.
Nice.
So I'm looks like he's getting the
batch.
He's
a 3DS when you got that.
Exactly. He's getting the first batch of 10 out the door, and then he's got 30 more coming up that he's making. So I'm hoping I'm in on that first batch of 10.
By the way, I just want to note on this show today, Jim, you might not be listening anymore because it's like 15 minutes in.
Yeah.
I'm coming to your house, and I'm kicking your ass at Space Invaders on that thing. It's going to be over, man.
Fucker.
Going to be over.
That's
fucker. That's really a little overboard.
Yeah, you kind of. This is really overboard.
Yeah, I know. He's so sweet.
Yeah, why would you really? Why would you do that?
Because I'm a little drunk, Tom.
Yeah, being the asshole is my territory.
Right. He wants
what
to
the
be
fuck?
The Space Invaders. Come on, you go, fucker.
I mean, really? That's a little.
Yeah, it was a little harsh.
I mean, it's not Street Fighter 2 or anything.
No.
Street Fighter, whatever the hell they're playing now. 500.
Whatever these kids play
these days. Kids play now.
But you do, yeah. We actually, I still say we all show up at his house one day and do an episode from his house because
we really
bar.
Do.
He's got the bar anyway.
Oh, he does have the bar.
That's right. He has a bar. He's
doesn't
got
he
everything.
Have a kegerator?
He's got a bar. He built a kegerator.
Well,
why
I think we'd have to sneak in the back door. That's
just
nice. You had me at sneaking in the back door.
Hey.
But I'm false.
That was literal.
Stop.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time Larry sneaked in the back door.
Snuck in the back door.
That said, Mike, what do you want for Christmas?
To sneak in the back door.
He got
it. You already got it. It's like awesome.
Xbox One.
It's not video gaming.
What he wants is a Muppet. He can stick his hands up his ass.
That's pretty much what's happening right now.
He's fisting it.
Fist that Muppet.
He's engaged
in fisting!
Fist back! Fist!
I'm just going to start calling you Jim Henson.
New bat!
No, just call him Clash.
Yeah, call him Clash.
Ow. Just call him Clash.
What do I want for Christmas?
Yes, gaming-wise.
Mike, just shut the fuck up.
So I can play. No.
Why don't you get rid of this Muppet now?
See? I guess I really don't want any games for Christmas because right now all I need is stuff for our apartment.
Vibrator.
Why
are you obsessed with that?
With vibrators. Oh, never mind. We know why you're obsessed with vibrators.
For his ball. Not that there's anything wrong.
Sorry, Kelsey.
It's okay. I forgive you.
Our apartment would be not complete without a good... Gaming.
Well,
I thought you were going to say vibrator. I swear to God. What apartment wouldn't be complete without a good vibrator?
He said gaming.
I took it. We have one.
But that's what I thought he was going to say. I was like, oh my God.
I got to say.
This is about to happen.
Yes, I derailed it.
I agree. It did sound like
y'all asked.
I know, right?
Thank you.
I'm not crazy.
I was really sure.
Oh, my fucking God. Okay, so.
Well, this is
it. Back to where we were. Ooh. No gaming things you want for Christmas?
I mean, there's a book I really want. It came out like a month
Kama
ago.
Sutra.
but I don't have any money to pay for it.
Would you?
Brought it out. I'm being so weird.
Really? Yeah, no.
They're creeping me out, man. Yeah,
Ben's not here, so somebody has to take over that territory.
Right, except Ben does it to the
so
rest of
you need
us,
to send
not
Mike
to the only
out.
Girl.
So new Ben wants to go to her own apartment.
Yes, we need bed sheets. No, you remember? Okay, wait!
Mike! After we just checked last Mike, you went there!
Mike, wait!
Here's what you
in
do.
My defense! In my defense!
This is important.
Why, Mike said it's Mike's fault.
Everybody!
Muppet!
This is important, Mike. Alright, listen to these words, alright? You get her all this great stuff for the apartment and turn it into a game, alright? You give her achievements for doing all these domestic things.
You made me a sandwich! 10 gamer score! Woo!
Oh, come on! Right?
And see how long that lasts.
What the fuck, Mike?
Well, there went all the feminist listeners. Thank you.
I'm saying, in my defense, you remember how I said we went Black Friday shopping and got a bed set? Well, now we just got a new bed and our sheets are too small, and we don't have any sheets
for our
bed. We
bought that same set.
So.
We were laughing about that one.
Guys, I want to make another
No. Reference. No.
Oh, you want to make another vibrator reference? Go for
no!
it.
No! I wasn't going to make a vibrator reference. I was going to talk about how you
That's
need new sheets.
That's what you've been saying all night.
No, I only said it twice.
God,
twice
is not constitutive.
No,
okay.
I don't want to be touched in the face.
I'm going to touch you in your face.
Yeah, we're going to need to have to ban that public.
Stop it. Okay, well, let's go on to Jonah. What would you like for Christmas, gaming-wise?
He's like, I don't want to hear Brian talking anymore.
What?
Rust? Yeah.
Rust.
The game.
Yeah. Get some off my truck for you.
I'm surprised you're not talking about your mouse.
Oh, yeah, I want that too. Okay, so there's this new mouse from a Razer.
Whoa,
back
it's
my
called,
head.
I forgot what it's called. Hold on.
It's probably called the Razer Sharp. Get it?
Okay, the Razer.
The Razer Clean.
Where is it? Mice? The Razer Aurobos? Horos?
Or are we going on the back door with that thing?
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, yeah. The Razer Aurora Borealis.
That is one damn inappropriate
But yeah, I want
Most
that mouse.
Puppets are.
Okay, I gotta ask, how much is that crank mouse?
Crank anchor.
Like
well, how much is that mouse?
Why the hell
is not
that much of a mouse?
Excuse me, why
are you on it, though?
How much was that? $160?
Yeah. Well, okay, it's like this mouse, but like...
That is the cost of my rent! Your mouse costs my entire apartment!
Your
are you
rent is 150? What the hell
no,
do you live in?
162.5.
What the fuck?
It's split four ways.
Oh, okay.
Alright.
Yeah. So you guys all share one bed, right? In an apartment.
Seriously,
pay for that mouse.
Oh, four other, like three other people.
Nice.
Yeah, well.
That's a twin size, too.
They wake up, it's like hobbits.
See, it's like this mouse.
This episode is brought to you by Lord of the Rings, Desolation of Smog.
It's Razer Eyes.
Yeah.
That's so it cuts you.
That
so
is
got really
stupid.
Weird corners for no
I'm
reason.
Sorry. That is the dumb game that I want a new mouse. It's like this one, but it's
really expensive.
Well, that was
but it's really expensive.
That's
that was
a little
bit.
I bought a gaming laptop for that price.
You literally
did. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's here. Tom, what do you want for Christmas, little boy?
Retro stuff. I'm retro gaming stuff.
Yeah.
No, he was filling in what you wanted.
No, pretty much anything along the lines of retro game stuff right now. I mean,
I do it, and I'm the biggest
asshole.
I'm
doing pretty good on my cartridge system.
I'm talking about making sexist jokes.
So, actually, what I'd really like is time to work on the crap. That isn't going to happen either. So,
yeah,
I think you can run down to the time store and pick some of that up.
Oh, don't I did take a couple weeks off around Christmas, so I'm hoping I have time to actually crack into some of the stuff some more.
They don't worry,
all
the
some time
more
machines
will go
now.
Off when you're drunk.
Yeah. Don't kid yourself. I'm hoping to get drunk enough times that if they go off,
you're
I'll like
create panic with that.
Good.
Yeah.
They've closed all the time
That's
machines.
What we tried to do.
I know. I know.
See it anymore.
And you were like, no.
Might
Travis
as well make a call to Doctor Who.
Yeah. Oh.
All right, Travis. Well, how about you?
I mean, there isn't really anything specific. I mean, there's some cool stuff that just came out recently. The DayZ standalone was just released. I think I'll get around and play with that. I'm not really like a huge rush, though, because, I mean, it's still in really early alpha.
Yeah.
I think they just decided to release it because they're like, oh, shit, this is way past when we said we're going to have anything, and we don't have
it
anything.
It's getting a little late in the game.
Yeah,
though,
so
know?
It was like, the standalone was supposed to be released a while, well, I mean,
was
at least supposed to be in beta a while ago.
Yeah.
And then they are not even close.
And it's starting to kind of you know, people are already starting to get played out a little bit on DayZ, too.
Yeah.
I mean, not that it isn't still doing well.
Well, but, I mean, the charm is kind of wearing off.
Yep.
So,
the charm of getting killed by zombies and everybody.
People, and everyone else.
And everyone,
right.
Yeah.
Jackasses.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's up, but I mean, the Steam sale's coming up, right. And I'm sure I'll be hooked on, like, another 80 bajillion games. By the time that's over, I'll probably have spent, you know,
I just want all of Steam.
$100 or $200 on games. Who knows? I don't even know anymore. The Winter Sale's just so good.
I just buy.
Yeah.
Is there a select all?
Is there just a big select all button?
So, I mean,
you can buy it all for $1,000.
Yeah, so, I mean, that'll be good. And
that's
just
amazing.
With NetFest coming up next week, now that's going to be lasting for, like, forever.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be gaming, like, 24/7.
Oh, I can't wait.
Schedule and dress into your gaming session.
It's going to be
She comes, like, over halfway through. I've got, like, 5 days of uninterrupted gaming, so.
Yeah, he's a cheap date.
Outside of Christmas, so.
Nice.
Matt!
Steam Box would be a really cool gift, though.
Get on that.
Because, you know, they listen to every episode.
Right.
So they'll send
you. Just looking at you, Gabe Newell.
Please. Gabe, be my
we
angel of death.
We love you, Gabe. Make love to me, Gabe, please.
I don't know.
God damn
it. I really want Assassin's Creed 4 and... I don't know, some other games or something. I don't know.
You know, really. Matt is to AC, like,
Travis.
Brian is to Xbox, yeah.
And Halo.
Yeah, I'll forgive Assassin's Creed 1,000 times and play every single game.
Even a tower defense game. Yeah.
Wait, what? Is an Assassin's Creed?
You know what?
Oh, yeah.
In, what was that, Revelations that I was in?
Yeah.
I was so adamant about not getting... any reputation that I never had to do the tower defense game in my second playthrough.
No, I actually don't mind tower defense games, so.
I don't either, but when it's a mini game that's not well done, then it's bad.
Yeah, that is different. I agree.
That was pretty bad. It was.
We're gonna make a crappy tower defense game because, you know.
And
we
put
just
it in
it would
a
be...
regular game.
Would our enemy be sobriety?
Because we think
we start
so
with
many casual gamers
so
that play
weird.
Our game would like it.
I think our enemy would be sobriety. That's what it would be.
Then we have Drunk Larry's as the
That's
ultimate.
That's a shitty game.
Sobriety is a shitty game.
So, my hobbit, Brian.
What does everyone think?
Christmas.
What does everyone think?
Xbox One.
It's like you've known me my entire life.
Seriously, I saw some. I told you I saw some at Target. I found one at Shopko, I think, the other day, or Target was it, darling?
They're all
Kmart. Microsoft has not had any problem keeping Xbox Ones in stock.
Yeah, because they actually want to sell some.
Right.
They made enough. No, it's
well,
really,
see,
it's purely because they made enough of them.
I
mean, they've been making them pretty quick.
See, I've heard, and there is no evidence to back this up, so feel free to not believe it at all.
I won't.
Shut up, Brian. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to our listeners, real people.
Zoom!
Anyway, what I've heard is that Sony is actually outselling the Xbox 4-1 right now. Which
Bullshit.
Is why it's so hard to get a PS4.
Well, it is hard to get a
so
PS4.
It's so easy to get an Xbox One.
Where'd you hear? I've not heard that.
This is...
I'm
literally
guy, so.
Saw someone say it on Facebook. So I have no evidence to back this up. Aside from the fact that the person said, well, I'm a manager at Best Buy and these are the sales figures I saw.
Well, maybe
for
it's not by
store.
There's
maybe?
Pockets everywhere. I mean, no, there's pockets that are very strong PS4, and there's pockets that are very strong.
Oh, yeah, unfortunately.
So, but I would say that Sony has done damage. I mean, they've definitely made a comeback because PlayStation 3 did not make these kinds of sales.
Well, and the PlayStation 3 was also $600 at launch. With the
but I wouldn't call it as much of a failure.
Bucks less.
Yeah.
Isn't there less of a wow factor with this gen? I mean,
in a way,
if you look at each perspective of gen, there's sort of been like, wow, this really blows that last one away.
I didn't really feel it between the Xbox
voice
and
controls,
the Xbox 360.
I didn't
not either. For a little while, you know. I think it's going to be the same thing with this gen. I really like the integration with social media that we have now.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Because I do it. I do social media.
So, I know, but for gaming, I don't know if that's really...
Yeah, it works great. I like it. I love people just bitching about how crappy I
play.
That's
what Steam is. Steam is an integrated social network.
Yeah, who really socializes on Steam?
I do.
We do.
By games?
I do.
Right, I guess we do.
You're weird.
Yeah. We all do.
Gee,
way to push the Steam group there, Tom.
Everybody join us on Steam.
Here's the thing, I don't like the social media integration with it, because honestly, I'm one of these people where I don't need a microwave / dishwasher /
hey,
kitchen
that
sink
friends.
/ go fuck yourself /
yeah, you
know,
you bought an Xbox which
size.
Integrates into everything.
You're starting to sound like
yeah, but I don't use any of it. Yeah, I'm not connected on Facebook.
I wouldn't either. I mean, I consider it
#I, forever alone.
Thank you for applauding my loneliness.
Oh, Mini-Mike's here for you. It's okay.
Hand gibbers for...
Soft hand gibbers. Hey,
wait. Hey, Larry.
I have another date.
Well, he's not paying attention. Let's get him. What would you like for Christmas this year, Larry?
I want Skyrim.
What?
So that's
hold
you,
the fucking phone.
Wait, no, that's when you hold him up. When you hold him up like this, and
you sound the last Jedi. Yeah, you lose the rank. Oh my god, leave me alone.
What do you mean?
Should you be on Morrowind by now?
I am Marlin.
I'm gonna name myself.
And be like, watch out, motherfucker!
Skyrim. That question out, and I was about to. I was thinking, wow, do I invest the time in this Marlin? I have it, and that's why I put out the question. Was a fairly
and Rod said,
no.
Yeah.
Just get Skyrim and be done. So,
right, and if you get Skyrim. If you really want to try Morrowind, there is a new mod coming out called Skywind, where it is just Morrowind redone in the Skyrim.
No, it's Morrowind redone in Oblivion.
Is it Oblivion?
Yep.
Okay. So it's still pretty as fuck. Because Oblivion is pretty,
accuracy.
Pretty first day.
It's okay, I got you.
Nah. Nice, Travis.
So we're looking forward to that. I spent way too much time on the internet. I did not like Assassin's Creed, the first one, but the Assassin's Creed 4 really intrigues me. Mm. You know, I like the revolutionary time. I like pirates. I like ships and all that.
Like that's funny. So that about won me over too. I'm like Revolutionary War and pirates.
Yeah, and it seems good. Now you're sound like you're kind of into the series. So what are they talking about with an extra hour play?
Honestly, I have no fucking idea.
It's probably
some side mission with some character that I don't care about. Because I'm not going to get it for PS3 because
Ubisoft,
it's way better on my PC.
What about Ubisoft? Because I'm like balls deep in Ubisoft right now.
Well, they're siding with Sony.
I'm like coming up with a brain dead who develops freaking...
What are you talking about?
Assassin's Creed right now.
Ubisoft.
Yeah, Ubisoft. Ubisoft is starting
Ubisoft!
Is starting to jump on the PS4 train. And they're not really big into Xbox very much, so they were adding like an extra like hour of content to it. So there's like more gameplay.
Well, how do they know it's gonna take an hour?
It's probably during like testing and stuff like that. They probably just averaged out to like an hour.
It's probably a scripted event.
Yeah, it might
like,
be.
It's all 1 hour of cutscenes.
Well, essentially,
I suppose you could have cutscenes that equal an hour. You could pepper them.
Alright, no, but I want to play the fucking game. I don't want to sit there and watch an hour worth of cutscenes.
Well, if they're spread across your 30-hour experience,
all in one spot.
But that's like pretty much what they're saying. It's like, get an extra hour because they're trying to jump on the PS4.
You're right next to the mic, and it totally hears everything you are saying right now. See, no.
We were just talking about how...
That is a shotgun mic.
We were just talking about how...
It hits everything.
Lina Morris looks exactly like my ex. You know, the overly attached girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
I think what he's really saying is, SHUT UP!
Thanks, Larry.
You know what? Fuck all
of you. I like it when you get a little mean.
What about me?
I want
a
little mean!
I'm gonna kiss you! You say that every goddamn podcast. Fuck all of you. And then you're like, except for Kelsey, whenever I point myself out. I'm one of the nicer ones here, and yet you're so mean.
Well, that's because Brian's just sexist.
No, I hate everybody equally. I'm an equal opportunity asshole.
That's not true.
No, that's a lie.
So, well, that's what they say in his apartment anyway. So. Think about it. You'll get it.
Continue.
I didn't hear it, but that's okay. Z word.
The fuck are they? Hey, Mr. Personality!
Hey! By the way,
it's fashionably it's fucking
me.
Late.
He told
JJ.
Me.
JJ, hey, JJ, meet Mini Mike.
Precedence.
No.
Oh, hello, JJ.
Wait, what did you say takes precedence?
So when can I put my dick in that?
We already did.
Mine?
Yes.
You missed it. Like when I woke Kelsey up, I was like, hey.
Hey, Kelsey, how are you?
Babies take precedence.
Oh, babe. Like physical babies? Or
like on your dick?
No.
Wow. Okay. Matt, next
See,
line, ladies and gentlemen.
See, this is what happens on when I only subject. Get half the conversation.
Okay.
I don't care
I
what
get
babies
on
my
dick.
What was the preceding context that would make sense?
I that's why I asked. It didn't make sense.
Okay, so close to Christmas future.
Yes.
So, from the Gary Becker
a few years from now, what do you think that you're going to want for Christmas? I'm going to start with JJ.
In the future.
Start with JJ. In the future.
In the future? Oh.
Get
I get to sit on Sandy's lap?
Yeah.
Oh, so the baby on his dick thing is weird, but this is fine.
This is totally appropriate.
This is totally fine. His nipple is fully erect.
That's true. And a consenting Muppet.
I was
saying, Santa, you know what I would love for Christmas?
What would you love 5 years from now?
A virtual porn room.
What?
A fuck
oh, dang. That sounds great. Well, but that was uncomfortable.
Even more uncomfortable Wait. Over here.
What now that he had the boner sticking up against his leg.
They had a, just like rooms and everyone was just laying in there and they were just jacked into virtual
gamer
The Matrix?
Rooms.
Virtual jack-ins.
Maybe it was gamer.
You know, let's make this a group thing. What do you think the future of gaming is going to look like? I mean, 5 years from now.
No. I think
we gotta put Brian further away from the damn.
Yeah,
mic
from now on, Mike, he can't sit by the mic anymore.
Yeah.
All right, so no.
Come sit by
what,
me.
What you're
no.
gonna get?
No, that's by a mic.
How about we make the good call and say Brian can't be on the mic?
Look, there's space right here.
So no, I think what you're gonna have.
And then JJ yourself. Can take your chair, and you won't have to worry about the microphone.
You know how Mike's feeling.
Making
I didn't do it. I'm trying to talk here.
What's new?
I just said Mike.
For you, we saw.
You hurt Brian's feeling. He's only got one of them.
Did.
It's anger. It's my one feeling.
My real future gaming want? The grid. The Tron grid.
Yeah.
5 years from now?
We're all gonna get wiped out.
In how many years?
5 years.
Sure! Technology's fast and stuff, you know?
To be fair, the first Tron came out in what, the 80s?
Yes.
So,
yes.
I think we're getting pretty close.
Yeah,
I mean, you know,
we're supposed to have hoverboards
anyway.
We're supposed to have hoverboards within 6 days. So,
yeah,
you know.
Tron is
old.
I don't think it's going to take 5 years.
To you know, I like it. You know, if you're playing Tron, it's just like, I got a bad internet connection. I would just like to see leg on Tron.
Host!
You're just like trying to run and you're just stuck like this.
I'm trying to
go for this!
I should have bought the 80 megabytes per second. Excuse me.
Damn,
6 gigabytes per section.
Per section?
Internet.
Jesus.
Yes, because there's no seconds into the future.
No, but that'll only be in Europe, but in America it will still be 100 megabytes.
That being a little more
That's
perfect,
true. That's
we'll be moving towards gaming.
I don't think
it can get more mainstream with how well it works now.
No, because people don't have issues wearing things on their head. What you will see is they've got the glass. It's that 3D glass that you don't need to wear glasses for. That gives you depth. It's basically layered screens, so you can have fake depth without having to wear any
Right, but
glasses.
You're looking in. It's like a Game Boy.
Well, it's DS. It's the 3D DS.
Yeah. I just could think about a game where the guys are like, could you imagine porn on this
You know,
thing?
I'm actually holographic, but that's they've actually done some good work with that, but it's still a long
Tupac!
Yeah, no, that's classic examples.
Projected in all directions.
That's
yeah.
See, I wasn't just fucking around.
No, he wasn't. I mean, the
oh, he was though.
The J-pop girl who got yeah, who's not really a real person.
Derailed.
You're right. Completely holographic. The Tupac holograph. I mean, holographic projection's getting pretty damn good too. So, yeah, for home gaming, for gaming, I think, and you'll see with this probably within 5 years, will be
like
3D TVs that don't need glasses. So you'll be able to do 3D gaming like you do on your 3DDS without wearing goggles, without...
Yeah, people
but,
do...
Man, sure, you know, we might want to have a show, stuff. But...
People do hate
guys,
come on, guys.
Stop playing with your beard.
Oh, my God.
I thought there was something in his beard, but it turns out it was a piece of metal.
Yo, that happens almost on a daily basis. Really. People are like, oh, you got something in your... Oh, no, that's just a thing in your lip. Had a gay guy try to come on to me.
That's just
in Chicago. Had a gay guy try to come on to me. I had a ring, but I put it in sideways, so it looked like it went through two. You get what I'm saying? It looked like it went through two holes. And the guy was like, oh, there's a piece of fuzz on your lip. And like went to it, I was like, no,
no, you don't need to touch that.
You should open your mouth.
Don't need those fingers by this face.
Give me a, Jesus Christ.
Give me a gay bump.
A little gay bump?
Any other future thoughts?
A little bump and grind.
I want it to be like gamer. That'd be
really cool.
Yeah. Wait.
Still gonna be used
the second life part where you can get like hypothetically raped, gamer,
it's
or
not rape, it's
the
consenting.
One where it's like this is like a room video game.
This is a room video game where you can move people with like your hands,
and they're like real comics, and they die. Yeah. They get that chosen.
Well, no, not that part. Just like the entire.
Not the bad part.
Not the people dying part.
Just poor people.
Just you know what people want. Puke up, you know, liquor, and then piss into a gas tank, and then drive away. That kind of gaming. Right? That's what we're talking about?
Yes.
It's the movie gamer.
The movie gamer.
Yeah. Hey, man. He found the glitch, okay?
Yeah.
It's a glitch in every game. He used cheat codes.
But yeah, I just think it would be really cool where you can have, like, an entire room and you won't even need a controller anymore.
And you know what's going to stop?
Do
stop
it.
That? Microsoft Kinect.
Sigh.
And it's still going to be as horrible as it is now.
It's actually on the line.
Player, move left. Move left. God. Damn it!
It's like you had been kicked from the game and banned because you swore, motherfucker.
Thank you for using Xbox Live. Isn't it like Armor Core for the? No, I don't want to grab that. No.
It's called Steel Battalion.
Yeah, Steel Battalion.
No, I'm trying to grab. I'm trying to.
It kind of reminds me though.
Best Kinect moment.
Open up the door.
I think about the video that Mike had played on YouTube. It was somebody playing Harry Potter on Kinect, and like everything they did, the characters would do. So he was like doing the wave, and Hermione's arms were doing the wave. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And then he's standing there with like Hermione's leg up, like jacking Hermione off almost. And I was like, wow,
like,
I was, like
she
you're
has a wiener. That. Yo, honestly, that is the future of gaming.
That is
Rule 34.
You know, like, place of
no, you know what the future of gaming
like
is? It's Rule 34.
The Dragon Ball Z fighting game for the Kinect. Have you seen the controls for that? This, and then this.
I'm taking a dump.
That's it.
Jacking off.
That's it.
Go on,
and then maybe a little
dump
bit of
dirt. 2019.
I saw it on the Amy Show show.
Just when I saw the Harry Potter video,
the best part about
that
game was the fake.
Does that.
Yeah, the fake thing.
The fake hair they give you.
That it actually follows everything you does. Yep. I
remember.
I can
recognize digits.
I remember when they showed off the Kinect, and the guy was like, he like went to lift up the whatever thing's leg, and it went like.
Whoa, it's awesome!
What if there was
perfect sensitivity?
What if there was real life feedback?
No issues. Well, anyone seen the Gmod Idiot Box?
No.
He actually does make a skit where the guy's showing it off, and then the leg goes all crazy, and then it comes back to the guy, and the guy's like, all messed up. So there you go, Brian. Some for you to look for. There's like 11 of them. Start watching. I'm not going
to
tell you where it is.
Well, we have gays in the future
of gaming,
folks. I think we have seen it. It's kind of, they're still going to use aimbots, those dirty bastards.
Motherfuck,
for sure. Well, for sure.
Yeah, it's
not. It's not. It's, the future's not going to look pretty at
but
all.
It's not going to be an aim. It's not going to be a programming bot. It's going to be like in the game room, like she was describing. you're going to have to, like, implant a thing in your head, and then you're like, ha, 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 I can wall hex.
And I hope to God.
No clip.
I hope to God.
Slappers only.
Come on.
I hope to God that it makes you impotent. I really hope to God that that hack makes everybody impotent that uses it. That will be the best. But then again, like, they got to use it anyway.
Yep.
Well, ladies and germs. What? No, we did a general discussion on the Ghost of Future.
Time to say.
Kisses.
We wish you Christmas.
Dick Mystery! Oh, Dick Mystery! Oh, wait, is that not how it goes?
We wish you
Merry Christmas. We can't even get like one song.
Yeah, you guys are all like, you should give a shit.
It's called singing in a round.
It's got to be the same song.
Wait, what?
Hold the fucking phone.
When did that happen?
Wait one fucking minute.
What'd I miss?
You mean to tell me that when you're singing around, we're all supposed to be singing the same song?
Nobody
What nonsense
that.
Is that?
What use is that?
Malarkey. Total malarkey.
Catholic. Well.
Racist.
What?
I don't know.
This has been Guys, Games, and Beers Christmas gift to you.
So, come singing.
I told him to
sing. That's the gift. We're not going to sing.
Yes.
No, that's the gift right there.
To Rob.
That is the magic of Christmas. Puppets nibbling on ears.
Thank you.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Thank you for
Puppet
watching.
Pains.
This is a special moment for us.
Hello, Rob. Thank you for watching Guys, Games, and Beer. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Kwanzaa.
And happy
Mazel Tov.
Happy feast to you.